Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the podcast about The Bachelor. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Audiobooks podcast and the Watch What Crappens podcast. And I'm with Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud. Hello, Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm already talking like a crazy person because we just did our bonus episode, which is all about hate comments.
Yes. So we're trying to get some.
Yeah, so no, don't give us any. I'll cry. So aww. If you want to hear our bonus episodes, last week was about diets. The week before was about, what was the week before?
Politics. Oh, and pasta barilla.
Yeah, we have a good Women's March one in there somewhere. And really fun doing those.
Gender issues and.
Yeah, really fun doing those bonus episodes because, you know, we're not just talking about TV. We're just like chilling out talking on the phone. So if you want those, just go to rosepricks.com and sign up. Go to our that should take you to links to our Patreon page. Our Patreon page is patreon.com/rosepricks podcast. So just go there and sign up to get the bonus episodes, etc. And thank you for everybody who signed up. Also, that gives you all of the archives. So it gives you all the way through our first season together, which was The Bachelorette with JoJo.
Yes. So
go check them out. There's tons of episodes. I think this is like episode number 56 or something like that. So there's a lot of content.
Before we go, should we announce our new Patreon subscribers?
Do it.
Okay. I'm just going to read some names because we got a lot of people came on board this week.
Sweet.
Some of you guys I already said, but I'm gonna tell the names. I might repeat, but we got Lynn Carl.
Maya,
Robin, Kenwood, Emily Wilson, Jill Crenshaw. I think we already said a couple of these people. Wendy Hale, we already said you before. You're not new. Kelly Michael, Sue Bob Davis. I know Sue Bob, and she used to do a whole thing with a red stapler, and she's awesome, and she's a writer, cool person. Madison Vilkin, Diane Sexton. Abby Brinker, Aaron McWilliams, Sarah, Carolyn, Jack Crouch, Angel O. Wong, Jackie Kirby, Ciola, Diane, Misty Byers, Sandy Ruminski, Mary Baldwin, Maria Mutter, Rhea Miller, Satchmo. Is that really your name?
Uh-huh. Satchmo.
Kisa Hubbard. If I'm saying your name wrong, I'm really sorry. Seema Rivlin, Bliss Peterson, Joe Robinson, Betty Brown, Maureen Bishop, Mary Price, Jen Harville, Ashley Marcos, Lindsay Hutchinson, Colleen Sieber, Courtney Garn, Sharma, Bridget, Melanie Agnew, Miranda Davidge, Candace Donovan, Tracy Hauser, Alicia Ryan, Reza Nolausco.
Turn off your damn phones.
People heard your names and they got excited and called us. Just a few more. Ashley, Christina Colombo, Melissa Hamilton, Susie Hawkins, Cassandra, Julie Erdfelt, Mia Aloha, Emily Kolb, Diana Dow, and GC.
Smulla, that's so many. Thanks, you guys.
I know. And if you sign up this week, you'll get your name read next week.
Yeah, thank you so much, everybody. That's awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Okay, let's move on to The Bachelor.
Do it.
So, guys, this week is part one of two of fucking visits. The fucking suite. The dirty, seated fuck suite of The Bachelor is where we are this week.
Yeah, but didn't you feel a little bit robbed when you found out that they weren't going to show? I was like, what are they going to be able to take care of in an hour? I mean, how much fucking and sucking can you cover in an hour?
Well, because they're trying to get all the Bachelor people to watch that next show they had on, like the We Are One or whatever that show is, where they're like, watch this show and feel things. There's gay people and black people and ladies and babies and, you know, more feeling things. Look, everybody's hugging. I'm like, ugh. No thanks.
Wait, what are you talking about? What show?
It's a new show on ABC. It was after The Bachelor last night.
Oh,
you didn't
okay.
See the ads? The ads are like, doo, doo, doo. It's a time. Doo, doo, where we're all feeling things. Someone's getting baptized. And an interracial couple is kissing. Feel things on ABC. I was like, no, I'm not feeling things. Stop trying to make me feel things. Bye.
It's a new show. You're not talking about This Is Us?
No, that's NBC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something new on ABC.
Okay. So that's what they're trying to, grab some Bachelor audience. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that they think that this show, you know, they put a lot of emotional music and they show a lot of women crying. So they assume that's why people were watching the show. Hey, guess what? That's not why people are watching the show. We're watching it to make fun of dumb whores. Okay? So I don't know how well
we this whole thing. We need to get you in the marketing department. Let them know what's going on.
Yes.
Let me tell you something about your target audience, okay? Assholes that want to make fun of whores.
Whores getting dumped, specifically. Yeah, you guys need to think that through. We don't want to feel things after The Bachelor, okay? We want to kill people.
Yes.
So we open up with Nick asking... Oh, I had it lower in my notes, and I just had Nick asks why. I was like, oh, good. We could talk an hour just on that, Nick.
First of all, aren't we reminded right away that Vanessa's brother's kind of a weirdo?
Did they show the brother?
I don't know.
Like, I am in love with you. I cannot have another man touch your vagina. She's like, whoa. Shh. Cameras are here. We agreed not to talk about this during family lunch at mom's house. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Every time I taste something, it tastes like your vagina. She's like, shh, no, shush. No, we open with Andy. There's a knock at the hotel door. And she's like, hello, Nick. And
they're
like,
dun, 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 dun.
And I know everybody in America was like, wow, look, it's Andy again. And what a beautiful leather jacket. Because that was a very nice leather jacket.
Yeah, it really was.
So she comes in. She's like, heard you were in town, Nick. And he's like, that's the last person I thought I'd ever see again.
Yeah. He didn't look surprised at all.
No.
Like, I mean, you knew the whole thing was scripted. It was just so funny. But I felt like I was wondering what was going on behind the scenes that he didn't bother trying to, like, even, like, act like he was surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just like, wow, I'm really surprised.
You know that Nick is not going to be tucking in his shirt for no reason. Like, Nick was probably sitting there in holy underwear with a booger hanging out of his nose. He's like, well, still didn't comb my hair for you, but come on in.
Yeah. But he's like, wow, so what are you doing here?
And she's like, well, I think for this conversation, we might need some whiskey. It's like, oh, no, are you going to beat him up? So Nick's all victim-y again, you know. He's like, last time she knocked on my door, it was to break up with me. So what is she doing here now? And I was actually hoping that she would break up with him again. That would be amazing.
It would be so great if she was like, you know, I was thinking that... maybe you were the one for me and maybe I shouldn't have let you get away. And then he'd go like, really? Do you really mean that? And she'd be like, no, psych.
Yeah, psych. Stupid. Just kidding, Nick. You're a loser. I'm breaking up with you again. So then we're intercutting this with the ladies waiting. I'm messing with my mic volume, which is always a formula for disaster. We cut to the ladies downstairs waiting in the fucking freezing cold for Nick. This was cold.
Yeah.
They introduce them one by one and just make them stand there in the windy cold and their tears are freezing up in their booger ducts, you know?
Yes.
And Vanessa is very nervous. I don't know what the other hometowns went. I don't know how they went. I'm afraid of knowing what he feels for these other women. I don't feel special.
Yeah, I love that she already doesn't feel special. She's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. But whatever happened, I don't feel special. Like, regardless, I don't care. He could have been talking about how much he loves me the whole time, but I don't feel special.
Yeah, other things She's that don't feel special. All the other things on sale on a sale rack, okay? All the other Diet Cokes stuck in that little plastic casing when you take one Diet Coke. I mean, you're like in a group.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I do.
And you're not the Diet Coke that was picked. Sorry, but you're too crazy. You're like Diet Coke flavor cray cray. No one is going to pick you. You're going to boil a damn bunny before you're done with this thing. Your brother's going to... If you don't kill Nick, your brother will kill Nick.
Well, at least she has her brother to fall back on.
Into. At least she has something to fall into her vagina when this is all over.
Oh, my God.
She's now like, our baby came out with two heads.
Oh,
Rachel. She's like, I've always longed for Nick. Even back when I was making my first impression in my closing arguments as an attorney. All I wanted was Nick. But now it's different after seeing him with family. I mean, my sister yelled at him for not being black for an hour, and he still called me the next day. I took a risk with my heart, and I'm vulnerable.
I was having trouble watching or caring at all because it's like, well, ABC already told us she's not going to win, so who cares?
Well, maybe she could win and then they break up. Do you remember that was there was that article that someone was posting on our Facebook page about Nick getting somebody pregnant? Did you ever read that? I couldn't read the whole thing. They never said who it was, obviously, but the rumor was that Nick got somebody pregnant.
These women?
It said, and it wasn't the lady he picked at the end. So I don't know what kind of news is going to come out, or if that was all bullshit, because it was from OK! Magazine.
Oh my God, that's a juicy story.
I know, but I don't know if it's true. And it came out a long time ago, so blame OK! If it's wrong, OK? I'm just bringing it up, because maybe he got Rachel pregnant, and then she was like, but I have to break up with you, and, you know, get an abortion, and then go on The Bachelorette. Like, this could get really twisted. We don't know yet.
Yeah, but I like it because the most interesting thing that's ever happened on The Bachelor is when Jason Mesnick picked a girl and then they didn't really hit it off. And then he went on after the final rose and broke up with her and went with the runner-up chick.
Oh, Snapple.
Did you know about that? Have we discussed that? And
yeah, I've heard
together.
About that because even when you're not watching seasons of The Bachelorette, you know, we all go to a grocery store. And it's either The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or Jennifer Aniston crying about something. Always.
Well, and she's pregnant.
Well, there you go. Maybe he got Jennifer Aniston pregnant. Oh, my God. They'd be in the grocery store tabloids forever.
Yep. That'd be good. That would be a good way for him to get famous.
So back up at Nick and Andy. He's like, to what do I owe this pleasure? She's like, oh, just, you know, came to see how you're doing. And he's like, well, I can sure relate to yous more. She's like, ah, interesting. He's like, I have some very smart women. And I tell him, you know, you women are really smart, you women. And then she's like, and they stuck around for you? Just kidding. I'm like, that's not funny when you were the one who dumped him. That's not nice, bitch.
Exactly.
And then cut to Raven. I never in a million, zillion, kajillion years thought I'd feel like this. Maybe I could say yes. What we have is special, but I know anything can happen.
Yeah, she's like, I feel like I'm in love with him, and I'm ready to say it. Because what we have is special.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta get it in right before the bell rings. Doesn't send me home. Hope I get a chance to say it. Oh, why didn't I say it at hometowns? Why, Raven? Why? I love Raven.
So, and then Corinne.
Yeah. Oh, Corinne.
Then Corinne comes in and she's like, I just feel like I let myself be vulnerable with Nick. So I feel really good about whatever happens because I was so vulnerable-icious.
Yeah.
That there's no way that he can't pick me. Like, why would he?
In rabbit fur right now. Like, who doesn't want to be with someone in rabbit fur? I have two splits up the side of my dress. My vagina has frosty flakes on them. And it's all for Nick. He better pick me. I hope Nick is the milk for my frosty flakes. You're a creep. And why are you wearing two slits in the winter?
Poor Corinne. I did feel genuinely sorry for her when she left.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait till we get that part. So back up, Nick is telling Andy that he's insecure being the bachelor and in this world, which, you know, basically just confirms everything we think, that he only really cares about how he looks to the other bachelor people.
Yep.
Because let's face it, married or not, those are the people you're fucking the rest of your life, you know? all the Christmas yes. parties, all the pool parties in the hills. They all just coming in to fuck each other. It's one big yep. giant key party of hoes.
Yeah. So then Andy, which I found very ironic, decides to give him advice on like who he should have sex with.
Yeah.
Because she's like, so what do you plan to do, like, in the fantasy suite? Like, are you going to, like, fuck all of them? And he's like, I haven't really thought about it yet. She's like, you should do it. Yeah. Like, if you're feeling attracted to them, like, why not? Just do it.
Yeah, if you see potential with a girl, put your penis inside of her. Take her temperature. You are a meat thermometer this week, Nick, okay?
Yeah, she's like, why wouldn't you? Because he had sex with you and that didn't work out very well.
Yeah, Andy. And I like that she brought that up. She's like, do you really regret when you said, do you want me to fuck you in your ear, in your nose holes? Do you regret that? And he's like, well, I regret that it like made you like feel so bad for like years and years. Like, shut up. That ruined her life. I love that.
Yeah.
It caused you heartache and pain that you had to deal with for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
That's what I regret, because you're a great girl.
Andy's probably the type of girl to cry and have heartbreak every time a waiter asks what she wants off the menu. She's been like, how could you do that to me? I really hurt.
She's like, you didn't even check to see if I wanted an appetizer. Like, why wouldn't I want an appetizer? Are you saying I'm fat? Like, I don't deserve an appetizer and an entree? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it feels like you're saying.
It would be nice to get some bread on the table first. Like, how do you not know what I want? Why is there even a waiter? I just want a runner bringing me out food. Is that so much to ask?
I'm feeling extremely hurt and misunderstood.
I mean, I did get her point, because gay guys are like, what do you like? Do you like blowjobs? Do you like butt stuff? Do you have saline solution for my contacts? Do you like chocolate? Are you gluten-free? Like, there's like a whole questionnaire you have to go through before you even unzip your pants with those fools. So I get that, but I've never felt heartbroken. I mean, maybe annoyed, but not like heartbroken over it, stupid Andy. So then we get a commercial, and these commercials are such... You know, commercials just try and hypnotize you, okay, with stupidity. The first one is, goodbye, sugar. Hello, Splenda. Dun, 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 la, la, land. Dun, 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 la, la, land. And then it's, goodbye, AT&T. Hello, T-Mobile. Da, 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 la, la, land. I was like, is every commercial about getting dumped? Like, can we get a break from getting dumped? Like, can we have 4 minutes of peace?
Not on this show.
Sugar got dumped. That cute red-headed Asian girl got dumped. Even AT&T got dumped.
So Nick and Andy are still talking when we come back.
Mm.
And then she tells him, listen, the only reason not to have sex with these girls is if you're pretty sure you're not going to pick them, which I thought was so dumb, because, well, are you really at the fantasy suite level and there's a possibility you're going to pick all three?
No, but you know, it's like when you're buying a car and you've looked at the Honda online and you've looked at the Jag online and you've looked at the, you know, the Prius online, you know which one you want kind of, but you have to really be inside them to figure it out. How does your butt fit? Is there a seat warmer? How often do you have to feed them gas? You know, there's a lot that goes into the decision. But I like that she's like, look, just fuck all of them. Who cares?
Inside them.
She's like, get as intimate as you want. Fuck them all. I don't care. And then she goes, now that was my feminist rant. I was like, well, there's the trouble with feminism pretty much encapsulated.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, just except for the fact that it didn't, like, she's not practicing what she preaches, because that was a big problem between the two of them. Well, I mean, maybe it wasn't. Maybe she's going like, look, if you could have just like fucked me and like shut up about it, like, why'd you have to like, look, we had sex. Who cares? Like, why'd you have to go out after the final rose and like call me out on it?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't you just take some pussy and like move on?
She's like whichever one of them you fuck, do not complain about their pussy later, okay? That's my advice to you. Feminist rant over. Like, okay, Gloria Steinem, thanks for stopping by in your cream-colored leather, weirdo.
By the way, okay, so while this was happening, a little bug came on my screen, and I don't mean a literal bug. I mean like a graphics bug saying tomorrow Corinne is going to be on Good Morning America revealing secrets.
Well, they need to stop spoiling their own show. You know, everyone on Twitter was saying, well, no one's surprised that she's gone. I was surprised she was gone. I thought she actually had a chance. I mean, she's a dumb hoe. He's a dumb hoe. She's the only one who spent $4,000 on him, on the hometown. I mean, we know that's a big deal for him.
Yeah.
He's unemployed.
Yeah, and my kids were all thought, you know, as you know, I watch it with the kids and they give me their comments. And they really thought that Corinne was going to stay. They were genuinely bummed. So I didn't understand why they were telling us, don't you talk to your network and go, don't. If you're on East Coast feed, don't tell them that Corinne's going to be on the show on Good Morning America.
Yeah, that's not cool. Also uncool, the girl's still in the popsicle box. They show all these poor women just stand there freezing their asses off. And he's like, after talking to Andy, I've been never been more confident this experience will work. I don't know if his teeth are coming loose or what. But he was. I could barely understand what he was talking about last night. The closed captions just had like hashtag exclamation point question mark. It's like, is this best foreign film about to be announced? What the fuck are you saying?
God, that's so funny.
So Vanessa would be devastated if I don't get the rose. I just want to do it over.
So, okay, so then basically there's not a lot of fanfare. He did, as far as I could tell, maybe ABC was just like, there's no fucking mystery here. Let's just move on. Do the rose ceremony.
He came down. He's like, ladies, from those cold, sad, it's been an amazing week. Each family was uniquely special. I was like, okay.
And I just want to thank, no matter who I pick, I just want to say that, I had to the girl that doesn't get picked, like, I just had a great experience, and I just loved getting to know you.
Yeah, he's so sincere, isn't he?
Yeah, you can't save that for after you kick her off? Hey, whichever one of you gets the boot, and it doesn't really matter which one it is, you know, just know I had a really good time with you. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for playing.
He's like, I did not comb my hair for this. I'm saying that now. So, Raven, are you tapping on your desk?
No.
Are you doing that? Damn it, I hear it. Mike
Nazi. He's typing.
Oh,
I'm
he's
sorry.
Typing. Okay, so Raven, first rose. Rachel gets the second rose. And then Chris comes out of nowhere. He's like, ladies, final rose of the night. Okay, whenever you're ready. I just wrote, thanks, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had to show up for this. Come on,
and
guys.
Had there been any kind of backstory with, like, is Vanessa going to get the rose or isn't she? Like, I feel like they should have tried to play that up a little bit more because it seemed really obvious to me by that point that Corinne was leaving.
Well, I can't believe he didn't give Corinne the rose over Vanessa. I mean, Vanessa's crazy. She's obviously crazy. Her family warned him. They're like, please don't hurt her again. We cannot scrape her off the floor again. We don't want to pay the doctor's bills for when she tries to jump off a roof again.
They're please. Like, when you do the final rose ceremony, please don't do it anywhere where there's cliffs or tall buildings. Can you just do it somewhere very flat?
Without water of any kind, or she can try and drown herself. Try and stay away from sawmills, you know.
Or any CVS pharmacies. Just
Could you just do this in a rubber room? Is that too much to ask?
Okay. So Corinne finds out she doesn't get the rose and she starts crying like a little girl. And she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I ever made you upset. Like, what did I do wrong? It's my fault that you and mommy got divorced, isn't it? It's my fault. I did something. I
I'm
promise I'll
sorry
be
if I did anything to disappoint you. Was it because I swallowed and then tried to kiss you after? Because it doesn't mean you're gay. He's like, no, it's okay. I'll call you in a week. Keep your
good,
phone
please.
on. I'll meet you at the food court. We are gonna go shopping, slut. She's like, okay. So Corinne, now this is my fa- Oh, what did Maddie say?
Maddie started saying, remember that time, I let you lick whipped cream off my boob, and that other time, I let you give me a massage, and I give you a massage, and remember when I took off my top in the pool, and I bought you clothes? Well, it's been amazing. All those things I did for you were so great.
I bought you a jogging suit. So she's sobbing in the car. Now, this was my favorite moment, I think, of the whole season. Because she's like, she's sobbing, obviously. She's like,
Right.
ooh, ooh, ooh. I thought she's not even going to talk. I love her. But she goes, saying about an ang is like, I feel like my heart is like literally like never going to be repaired. And I'm like, I want to be loved like the way it's supposed to be, like normal. Why can't I have a normal relationship? You know what? I am done trying to show all men how much I worship them and love them and support them. I need that. And if someone feels that way for me, they can bring a ring. I'm done trying to impress these men. I will never kiss up to a man again in my entire life. Buy your own sweatsuit, motherfucker. I was like, whoa, Corinne.
She's like,
Whoa.
what you guys didn't see behind the scenes is that Taylor gave me some life coaching, and I am not gonna put up with this anymore.
Yeah, no, that was finally a feminist rant. That is what I need to see on The Bachelor. Some girl who's like, I'm not putting up with this shit. I'm hot. Why aren't guys like trying to be with me? I'm so sick of seeing these girls act like they're these ugly, sad little things that no one pays attention to. Like, you're all hot and thin. I'm gonna watch you cry. You run the world. Haven't you seen the Beyoncé video? I love it.
Sadie goes, I'm not kidding. Sadie goes, it was classic. She goes, if she wasn't so stupid and overdramatic, she'd be fine. Was like, that's everything right there.
Yeah.
You just encapsulated this show.
She's already like eclipsed Taylor with her advice giving skills.
Yes. Stop being so stupid and overdramatic, and you're gonna do great.
Maybe learn something. I don't
Yeah.
know. Learn how to do a crossword puzzle.
So
Maybe a
that
word a
was
day calendar.
So all Nick did too was like kind of it was weird. He sort of like stood outside with her and just like hugged her like a daddy. Like,
Yeah.
oh, sometimes life gives you lemons and you just have to make lemonade. Shh.
Okay, Beyonce. He's like Becky with the good hairs. So Nick is just so never feels anything. Like what he just did to Corinne, he should take a moment and be like, I'm crying right now on the side of the building while a helicopter surrounds me. But instead, he's like, sending Corinne home was sad, but I don't know if it was ever strong enough as it was with the other ladies. Then why did you take her goddamn jumpsuit? I mean, that was $3,000. I'm not going to forget. And notice he didn't offer to give it back.
No.
I'm upset with him. Still hasn't combed his hair. We're going to Finland. Plane.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Did you see the look on Nick's face too when Corinne was driving away? He just had this weird, empty, sociopath look on his face. Like he
Yeah.
was feeling nothing.
And I felt nothing.
Love that song.
Overnights in fantasy suite states. I'm worried. My memories in this world end up with me getting my heart broken. And
The
also, I have a zit on the middle of my forehead for the finale. God damn it.
first important information, we're going to a hotel in Finland.
Yep.
Hotel! And it's the Hotel Reykjavik ding dong ding ding kiddo.
Welcome to the Flögendögen. He is really hated by the producers. Who would send somebody to Finland for the finale where you have to fuck four people? Do you know how little his dick is going to look?
Oh
His
my
balls
God.
are going to be so far up in his stomach, he's going to be digesting them. I mean, it
I
is
don't
not
get
easy to
it.
have a big wiener in the cold like that.
No. And it's not comfortable for anybody to like try to have sex when you're freezing the whole time.
Yeah, that's not good for anybody. Yeah. So he's like, wow, she's frigid. No, like literally frigid. How am I supposed to be able to decide, guys? Iced tea just came out of my penis. Can somebody help?
So then there's a bunch of shots of like where they brought them in Finland, and it's just empty, crazy tundra. And I'm like, is this going to turn into Revenant? Is someone getting eaten by a bear?
No one in this cast, because they also damn skinny. They showed him walking up a mountain or something, and he's wearing skinny jeans. Okay, it's like 50 below zero over there. He's wearing fucking skinny jeans. He's like, you can still see my strong thighs, right, guys? You need to get some long johns, fool. Blue yep. balls. So he goes on his first date with Raven. They get to go in a helicopter. She's like, isn't this funny? I'm probably going to have to do that to your penis just to get it to work proper.
Well, it's funny because he's like, you know, Raven hasn't told me how she feels. Like, I really don't know how she feels. Yes, you do. Come on. So that's why I'm taking her on the first date.
Yeah, she feels like she wants to win a show.
Yeah, and so does he.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I just hope that she, you know, like really sticks the landing and tells me that she loves me in time.
Yeah.
So he says that she's edgy, which I don't see how Raven is considered edgy, except for the fact that she tried to kill somebody with a stiletto. I mean, I guess that's edgy, but otherwise she's just been like, ha!
I got confused. Did he say she's edgy, or was he saying that what he wants in a woman is edge?
Well, he's saying he likes that about her, that she's edgy, and she's got some craziness, and she's the perfect combo of salty and sweet.
Oh, because see, I didn't get that. I thought he was saying, like, what he wants in a woman. Yeah, because he's like, I want a woman with a really big personality who has an edge, who challenges me. And I was like, well, so all the things that Raven is not.
Yeah, challenges me.
Serious and quiet and... Southern and like that's the opposite of what he wants.
Well, who knows what Nick means by challenges me? I mean, what does that even mean with Nick, really?
Well, because
I mean, she made me climb onto a grain mill.
True. So she's kind of crazy.
That was hard.
That's what Maddie said. Maddie's like, well, isn't she kind of edgy? Because like they got arrested. And then Sadie had to explain to Maddie, no, that was her brother. That was a joke. That was a prank. She's not really crazy. And Sadie was like, oh.
Oh, my God. I wish she really did get arrested. Now, that's a fantasy suite. Nick in a jail cell. Yeah. Bubba takes Nick's virginity he takes his butt-ginity in the jail cell.
Like, I'm not trying to be too real about this, okay? And take it too seriously. And, you know, I don't want you to lose respect for me. But... on the season with Caitlin Bristow, the season where he supposedly fell in love with her and they had the sex, she was totally edgy. She was very funny. She was very like had such a, you know, like a spark. Like she was funny and sassy and very like nothing like Raven.
Yeah, and Raven's just kind of like, whatever. When you say, Raven, how are you doing? She's like, good. How are you? Good. What'd you do today? Nothing. How about you?
Like, I wish you could have seen the Caitlin Bristow season, because she was genuinely likable and, like, just had a real fuck-off attitude and very pretty. And you're like, well, that was his type. If you can believe that he really did like her, which I think he did, then these women that he's been with, like on Bachelor in Paradise or whatever, you just know are not there. That's not what he wants.
Well, he told what's her face, Andy, he's like, she said, and you're dumping 29 women. He said, maybe 30. I'm not going to settle down just because it's the finale if I don't like them. Which I don't believe. I think he'll pick somebody. But
yeah, he's going to.
Yeah, he seems really bored. And I noticed when he was on After Paradise, when he was guesting on that show, Michelle Collins is obviously like, love you, want to marry you, want to stick it in you or whatever. And he's like, yeah, well, I like that in a woman. And he kind of seemed like flirty. He seems like he likes funny people.
He does.
And Raven.
And look at Andy's personality. Andy has an edgy personality.
I really like Raven, and I don't want them to end up together because I really like her, and I feel like he's just going to be a cheater. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But definitely by, like, next Monday, he will be cheating on you.
Well, the only one that I can see him actually picking, which you'll hate me for this, is Vanessa. Ugh. Because that's what he likes. He likes edge. He likes women that are, like, give him shit and, you know, call him out.
She'll constantly be giving him shit over little things.
Oh, yeah. It's the wrong kind of edge. Believe me, it's not going to work out. But
also, people who have control issues, which I don't know if he does or not, but people with control issues like seeing people break down over them, you know? It's like flattering. It's like when she's getting mad and jealous and stuff, maybe he'll find that flattering. Like, she really cares.
True.
So anyway, so he's on this date. They play some darts with the locals. They're like, Hergen, Flergen, Darton, Darton. And they play that for a while, and then they start talking about relationships over dinner. And they start talking about the family. She's like, I'm a daddy's girl, and it's a deal breaker for me when a guy doesn't love his mama. And he's like, well, I like my mom, but, like, I don't want to fuck her. Is that okay? She's like, okay, that's okay. And then they start talking about her edge, and he says, I want to be stimulated other ways. Like, I mean, if you can cook and clean for me, that's great, but it would be nice if we could, like, laugh. And she's like, well, good, because I don't cook. And he's like, can you fold? She's like, I can iron. Oh, no. He says, I can iron. And she's like, oh, no, I'll show you what a steamer does. And I was like, these two.
Yeah, I mean, he's bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. I guarantee you he's bored.
I'm bored even reading about it.
I know. But the fun part was, had this happened yet when she says that she's nervous?
Now it goes into her. She's like, I'm embracing that I'm in love with Nick and I could spend my life with him. He makes me feel a way that I just can't explain. And I wanted to tell him I was in love and Hoxie, but I kept getting mud in my butt crack. So I need to tell him now. Yeah, clean butt.
But first she tells us that before that she's nervous about this is the big date because this is the fantasy suite. And she's never had an orgasm.
Yes. She's she's like, I mean, I've had sex with the guy, but I've never had an orgasm.
And I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just speaking for the women in the audience. But who says that on a television show?
I know. She acts all sweet and innocent. I guess it's because girls think guys are, like, really turned on by virgins, which maybe they are. So if you can't, you know, give them your virginity, maybe you can give them your orgasm virginity, you know?
I guess, but, like, I would imagine that that's just a lot of pressure for a guy.
My God, is the UPS guy, like, standing there jerking off at your doorstep? The hell? Your dog's like, he's still here. He's still here. Our UPS guys come at different times. Mine will come during Watch What Crappens today. He'll be standing outside.
Ours comes multiple times a day.
Any podcast I'm in, you will hear a dog barking, either mine or my partner's.
Well, I think it's part of the charm.
He's We're like, not in a Raven.
TV studio, people.
He's like, Raven, don't give him your orgasm genity.
Okay. So now they're at dinner, and she starts giving him the whole speech about my feelings have grown like a fungus since I first met you. When I met you, I thought you were handsome and beardy, and I thought your hair looked like kind of like brown cotton candy, kind of pulling up and thinning out a little bit in a very attractive way.
I love a man who can use a glue gun. You do it on your own scalp. I mean, that is brave and Hoxie.
Meanwhile, he's wearing the most unattractive turtleneck, and that's saying a lot because I cannot handle turtlenecks on a guy.
Yeah, he's basically like an advertisement for circumcision. Like, this is what happens.
It's terrible looking.
Yeah.
So then she starts telling him about her ex-boyfriend And he was, you know, I'm nervous because I've only had one boyfriend and I've only been sexually active with one man.
He's like,
And he's
wow, what
like,
a coincidence. Me too.
I And she's like, Nick, you're so funny. Anyway, he's like, no, I'm serious. No, Nick,
Don't
stop
worry,
it
I'm not
now.
gay. A finger doesn't count, right? Finger doesn't make you gay, right? It was your brother in the police car, so I mean, that's legal, right?
Nick, you crazy. That's what I love about you. Love. Did I say love?
There,
Well, got that
I
in the
said it.
back. I
I
don't.
said it. She's like, wow, this soup is so good. I love it. You. There, I did it. I did it. I just had an orgasm. This soup is so good, it gave me an orgasm. Oh, wait. Oh, darn it. I've only had an orgasm one time, and it was soup, so it didn't count. Let's try again, Nick. Why'd you tell me about my brother fingering you in the cop car while I was eating this delicious soup? Well, Raven has finally discovered sweet potato soup. At least something positive came from this show.
You'll never forget your first sweet potato soup.
So she finally has to tell him. I mean, it's like paragraphs later, by the way. It's like, she doesn't tell him. In my notes, it's like five paragraphs
Oh
down
my God,
of her
it's
saying she's
incredible.
nervous. So she's like, we come back from commercial and they're walking to the fantasy suite. And she's like, just to catch y'all up at home, I just played darts with a bunch of people who said Hergen Flergen, masturbated on soup, and now I'm about to tell Nick that I love him. And he's like, my favorite part of the night was watching you play darts with the locals. But then, you got scared with the locals, and she's like, well, you got to talk shit and be able to back it up. And he goes, well, do you choke under pressure? Do you always choke under pressure? She's like, hey, while we're on the topic of choking, I've never had an orgasm. And my boyfriend only said I love you when he was drunk. And Nick's like, did you ever feel it? And she's like, well, I never felt about you like I felt about him. I mean, maybe he didn't love me, but I knew he'd at least pick up the check. Stay on topic, Raven.
Don't you think that he was like, oh God, this girl is a bag of crazy? When, I mean, where did that come from? All of a sudden she's like, I've never By the way, a complaint to ABC. I was watching this with my kids, and you don't want to have to explain to your kids what an orgasm is. Ronnie, I honestly had to tell my kids, they're like, what? I mean, LB goes, what's an orgasm? I was like, that's when you're, intimate. He means she means she's never been intimate and it felt really good. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
Hard hugs, hard hugs. That's what it means. Well, you're
That was
watching a
rude.
show with your kids about some guy taking ladies to the suite to bang them. Like,
I know, but it was family time.
this is how you were made. But no one had good soup first, and your dad has better taste in dressing. Well,
Oh my
otherwise,
God, I should have made some soup analogies.
you're basically part sweet potato. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Glad we had this talk.
Like, oh, okay. So, I mean, don't you think that would be a very weird thing to spring on a guy? I know I want to go on the fantasy suite, but just to let you know, I have never had an orgasm, but I expect that all to change tonight.
He's like, well, maybe you just needed a really cold penis. Okay, we're gonna have to get it out of my body first. Like, my nuts are in my throat right now. But once we toast those out of me, do you have a curling iron?
Oh my God. I wanted to tell her. I wanted to just write her a quick email, even though it's already happened, and say, if you haven't had an orgasm before, it's not going to happen tonight.
Well, maybe it will, or maybe she'll just learn to fake it. Because
Yes.
she's
Well,
not, he'll
she should.
cry. He will cry now because he's like, I want to impress everybody. And if she just said she's not gonna, she never had an orgasm, and then she does it with him and he doesn't give her an orgasm, that's gonna be like a whole hour of him crying, walking down the beach like, I just failed. I failed. Everyone's gonna make fun of me.
That's going to be a very interesting after the final rose.
Oh, gosh. So she's like, my dad told me as a little girl, he prayed I'd have easy love. And from the beginning with you, it was easy. Oh, God. So she's basically trying to say, I love you. I love you. And she's like, the worst thing I could do is for you to dump me in Hoxie without me ever telling you that I love you. And he's like, well, that's like the sweetest thing. That's the sweetest I love you anybody's ever given me. It's like, I've had like 30 I love yous this year. And this was definitely one of the most meaningful readings of that line. Really good job. You felt that.
I felt you feeling it.
Yeah. I've dated a lot of desperate skanks.
Yeah. Did you feel like he was into her? Because I did not.
I didn't. And then he got all bashful when she's like, I've never had an orgasm. Because Nick does not like a challenge.
No, he does not.
It doesn't seem like he does. Although he's kept Vanessa. So I don't know.
He's like, do I have to comb my hair for that? To give you an orgasm? That just sounds like a lot of work. He's going to be one of those guys that's just like, I'm tired.
It's just awkward for me when she goes through this basically 5 paragraphs of trying to say she loves him. And then she finally does. And he's like, that was so sweet. And yeah. I know that he's trying not to say I love you until it's the final one. Because even though he's told like a million people I love you on TV before, it's special if he only does it once a season. Like he has some weird, weird way of looking at it. But I don't know. It was just sad.
She's yeah, like, it was sad.
Yeah. She's like, are you at a loss for words? She's like, I said thank you. And we're out.
So we're going to have the next episode. So this was a short one. The next episode is going to be 3 hours. And we're thinking we're going to do that in 2 episodes.
Yeah. Because next week is the rest of Fantasy Suites. And then it's the Women Tells All. So we'll do those in a couple of episodes. And it should be really fun. I love that this episode ends with Nick feeling pressure to get a boner. Because he's like, well, I didn't know if I was going to bone him. Because I thought, you know, I need a clear head. So maybe not boning him would give me a clear head. But now I have sex with her. And oh my God.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next week with Nick's boner. Tune in then.
Yeah. I mean, he's not even convinced he's going to have sex with her. But she's like, we're having sex. This is happening. It's on.
Yeah, not only that, she's like, we are having an orgasm!
Yeah, which I just thought was interesting that she kept going, well, maybe tonight's the night. Like, I mean, I'm nervous because we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, well, I'm not sure he knows that.
You know he will, though.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he will, though.
Good stuff.
So,
all right,
good time. So you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at RosePricksPod. You can find Stephanie at S. Wilder Taylor. I am at Ronnie Carroll on both of those. On Facebook, we're at RosePricksPod. And come to our Patreon, RosePricksPodcast on Patreon. That's where all our bonus episodes are and bonus materials and all that good stuff. Thanks to everybody who signed up. Love it. Love that you've done that.
Love it. Thank you for helping us.
Such great times, you guys. Thanks for everything. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.